Commerce Assistant Secretary General Dave Anand Hadman has called on African central banks to champion efforts to grow the continent's GDP from $3 trillion to $6 trillion within the next 10 years. Hadman noted that Africa's GDP remains low compared to India's $4 trillion, urging the removal of trade and movement barriers that continue to hinder economic progress. Speaking at the 2025 Commerce and Monetary Cooperation and Integration meeting at Serena Chigo, he said intra-African trade could expand from $14 billion to $100 billion if member states commit to eliminating these bottlenecks.
We are installing too many barriers. It can be the trade barriers, it can be the phytosanitary barriers, and it can be the SPS that we create. So barriers that we are creating, knowingly or unknowingly, these are really blocking not only the trade, but it's also blocking the growth of ours. There are so many barriers that we have put. I'm sure if you go back to your country, you will see that, for example, there are barriers that we have created in some countries for agriculture. We are an agricultural nation. We are Africa. We are the agricultural nation. And we produce all types of agricultural goods.
In his remarks, Bank of Uganda Governor Mike Ating-Ego stressed that regional cooperation is essential for financial stability. Ating-Ego notes that strong regulation and adequate capitalization have kept Uganda's financial sector stable despite global shocks.
In a crisis, our legitimacy rests on preserving stability and confidence. In recovery, it depends on ensuring growth does not compromise stability. In prosperity, it demands preparing for inevitable downturns. Emerging technologies like fintech, digital currency, data analytics offer powerful tools for inclusion and risk monitoring, but also introduce new vulnerabilities. Our role is to create an enabling environment where innovation thrives within the framework of trust, transparency, and resilience. So we should ensure that our monetary policies not only respond to crises, but anticipate them, not only money commodity cycles, but transform them into opportunities for structure.